For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning, beginning of a great weekend. Actually, we're ending. Oh my gosh, I just looked at the calendar. We finished October. Unbelievable to me. Goodness gracious. Here we go. Teach us to number our days, Lord, that we can present to thee a heart of wisdom. I pray we're making the best and the most of every day. Goodness, I'm speaking that to myself as well. Woo! Well, and also, just to make another announcement, we will be doing our Christmas, can't believe I'm saying Christmas already, but Christmas luncheon on December the 13th, Chateau Country Club. Registration is not open yet, but it will be soon. So you mark that down. I've got a lot of women who always take time off of work, even at this, well, at the time of this broadcast, it will have passed, but October 24th, our daytime retreat. Man, we have about 20 women who took off work. I think that's so awesome. God will bless you back. But that'll be December 13th. Getting through this five things the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk did when he was just all aggravated and frustrated, saying, God, why is this happening to our nation? Maybe that's you today. You're frustrated. You need answers. Habakkuk withdrew, chapter 2. I'll climb my watchtower. He then waited. He said, you know what? I'm going to station myself. The Good News Translation says, I'm going to wait to see what God will say to me. Number 3, he watched. He said, I'll look to see what God says to me. Number 4, then he starts to write. The Lord gave me this answer. Write down clearly what I'll reveal to you. It's a great thing to do when the rubber's hitting the road and you need some answers. Get serious with God. Get alone with God till you're not alone anymore. And you get that pen out and you start writing thoughts and ideas and scriptures that he brings to you. And he does get an answer and he starts realizing, wow, God's got this whole thing under control. Even though on the surface, hear me, my friend, even though on the surface he looks like he's just going to let the Babylonians win, well, in the end, the Babylonians don't win. But for now, they're being allowed to come into my nation, but God's got it under control. He's going to get our people back through this whole ordeal eventually. I have to look and trust, and he begins to worship. He says in chapter 3, verse 2, Lord, now I've heard your report, and I worship you in awe. God, you've got the plan. He says this in chapter 3, which has really become an anthem or a song. He says in verse 17, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will join the God of my salvation, because he is God and I'm not, and he's got a plan, even though I might not see fruit yet. Everyone say yet. He says, the Lord God is my strength. He'll make my feet like deer's feet. You profess that over your life. He'll make me walk on my high heels. Man, you just grab that if you're going through a dry time. Get with God. Do these things we've mentioned. God's the God of your salvation. He's not through. You are going through. He's got a plan to get you to the other side. I want you to have a great weekend. By his grace, we'll be back on Monday. Thank you for joining me for A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.